It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days are the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-dones. You should expect the unexpected.
We gotta lose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
The school district in Marshall County, Kentucky, will now ban backpacks for students. The policy follows that January incident in which 2 15-year-olds died and 14 others were wounded by a student who police say brought a pistol into the school in a book bag. The La Plata County Fair in Durango, Colorado, doesn't open until 2 months from today, but at the fairgrounds, they are prepared for animals to come in this weekend. Being evacuated from wildfires, some 500 homes were evacuated yesterday near Durango. The 2017 wildfire season was a bad one, with total damages last year at about $18 billion from wildfires that scorched 10 million acres of land. That was compared to only 5.5 million acres the year before. In those wildfires last year, 12,000 homes were destroyed altogether in the United States. 66 people died. And this wildfire season could be a bad one, too, according to federal predictions. The Forest Service has 10,000 firefighters ready, some 900 fire trucks, and a few hundred planes and helicopters that'll respond. And maybe you didn't know this, while lightning starts some of those fires, 9 out of 10 are caused by man. From This Week in Agribusiness, Tuesday is the day the USDA comes out with its June supply-demand report. And among the numbers to be watched are the exports and the domestic usage figures, of course. We'll look at foreign production numbers as well, and then the resulting predicted carryout of corn and soybeans and wheat, as well as cotton. Cotton futures have been trading at the highest levels in 6 years. By now, no doubt you have seen the images of that spider. The one at Elkhart, Indiana. The one found by boat-building workers at the Godfrey Marine Operation. That 6-inch spider, yeah, a half foot. A fishing spider, it is called. It is harmless, we are told. Fishing spiders are similar to the wolf spiders in size, shape, and color. Most live near the water. We are told this one was carefully released back into the wild to live out its days out there. Am I the only one a little nervous about that it's out there somewhere? That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.